Be'ezrat Hashem's book will begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Evel Laws of Mourning, Sefer Shoftim, Book of Judges. We continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of comfort, which in this Perek we discussed regarding the comforting and what goes on in the house of mourning. And we're going to say how to be able to handle the pain of this loss. The Rambam begins halacha regarding this halacha of Nichum Aveilim, of comforting the mourners. Ketzah Menachem Aveilim, how do we console the mourners? So Achash Akribin is amazed after that we bury the dead. So the mourners, they gather. And they stand there on the side of the cemetery. And all those who escorted the dead, this dead person, they stand around them, one row in front of the other row. And no row is less than 10 people. And the mourners themselves are not part of this number. The mourners stand on the left of those who are consoling them. Now, all those who are consoling them come near the mourners one by one. They tell them, "Tinuchamu min hashamayim, you should be consoled from heaven." And after this whole procedure, basically the mourner goes to his house. And every single day from the 7 days of mourning, people come to console him. Whether it's a new person, a new face, whether it's not a new face, still people come for the 7 days of the Shiva. Halacha Gimel. The mourner, he sits, he reclines there on the head. And those who are comforting him are not allowed to sit, only on the ground. Like it says in the Pasuk in Eve, when he suffered a loss, they sat with him on the ground. And they're not allowed to start saying anything until the mourner first opens up his mouth first. Like it says in the Pasuk over there, no one's saying anything to him. And it says, after that, Pasach Eve as Pihu Begaimer, Eve opened up his mouth, the mourner spoke first, and then it says Vayan Eliphaz, and then Eliphaz, his friend, spoke up. Moreover, Vekimin Shanan Bereisha, once he shakes with his head, Shuva Eina Menachemim Rishoyin Leisha Betzloi, the controller is not allowed to sit there with him anymore, Shleit Chichu Yesimidai, so that they don't impose on him more than what's enough. Again, he's not going to tell them to leave, he just shakes his head, that's already a sign for them to get up. Halachadal, Mace. If someone dies, she'en lo aveilim l'snachim, there's no mourners to comfort, no relatives. Boim asor b'nei adam kasherim, so you take 10 upstanding people, v'yeshim b'mekoyim, and they sit in this place where he died, kol shevizim aveilim, all the 7 days of mourning. U'shar om b'skapitim aleim, and the other people gathered to those 10 people. V'im lo hayushem asor kavum b'chol yom yom, and if they didn't have a set 10 people that could go there every single day, b'skapitim asor m'shar om, so then you gather another 10 people from the rest of the people, v'yeshim b'mekoyim, and they sit there in that place. It doesn't have to be the same exact 10 people every single day. Halacha A continues regarding the customs in the house of mourning. Hakol chayav and lamed b'fnei nasi. Everyone in general has to stand up when the Rosh Hashiva, when the leader comes in. Chutz mi'avil, except for a mourner, b'chayla, and a sick person. Moreover, l'chol o'imim b'panav o'imalei, whoever stands up in front of the nasi tells him, chef, sit. Chutz mi'avil b'chayla, except for a mourner or a sick person. Because Shemashma, if you would tell him to sit down, it would sound like, yeshiv ba'evle, sit in your mourning, yeshiv b'chayla, sit in your sickness, and we don't want that to be there, so therefore he doesn't tell them if they do get up to sit down. Halacha Vav. Mechabdin, you're allowed to sweep. Merabdin, you're allowed to settle the dust. Beveis Avol in the house of mourning. Umedichin Kadois, you're allowed to wash out the plates, the cases, and the cups, the containers, the flasks, the lechas, and the jugs. Umedlikin the snares, you're allowed to light candles. Avol, in Mavin Sham, but you're allowed to bring them with the alois and mugmer, not the spices that's burnt on the coals, some of them not the fragrant spices. That's not appropriate for a house of mourning. Halacha Zayin. Now, you don't bring to the house of mourning hamachol shemavin by the food which you give him to eat that first meal, which has to come from other people. You don't bring it libichli chesed, not in silver vessels, libichli sham, and not in cork vessels, and things like that. Elibichli nesarim, rather it's wicker baskets, shaladava klufa, of peeled willow, or similar types of things. Shalalavayash has mesha inli, not to embarrass someone who doesn't have. So you always bring it with the lowest level. Neither do you give him to drink in white glass, meaning clear, rather colored. The reason for that is, not to embarrass the poor, in the same type, where their wine is not as good. And therefore, when it's colored, you can't tell the color, the quality of the wine from the outside. So therefore, we do it in the basic, and no one should be embarrassed. Halacha Ches. In Shaysim Beis Evil, now you don't drink in the house of mourning. Every single person that's drinking should not have more than 10 cups. Now, what are these cups for? That is 10. You have shleisha kodem achila, 3 before eating, or shleisha b'tei achila, 3 during eating, v'arba lach achila, and 4 after eating. But v'lo yisab, one should not drink more than that, because shem yishtaka might become intoxicated, which is not appropriate to be in a house of mourning. halacha test. More of a inner mishmur. You don't say over dvar halacha, a halachic teaching, a god or a godic teaching, the base of the house of money, because it draws a person's interest and they're not going to be engaged in the primary point, which is that of the morning. Eliyish ben Davin, rather, they sit depressed. So you don't say in front of the dead person, el dvar mishmes, only things relating to the dead person. Avalasik, but to retire, but to engage and learn the learning Torah, but found in front of the mess of a basic person in the cemetery, also that's forbidden, that's disgraceful, that's disparaging to the person who passed away, who cannot learn right now. Halacha Yud continues regarding the extent of the crying and the eulogizing and the intensity of it. So, in Baikhan ala mess, Yosem Shleishiyam, we don't cry over the dead person more than 3 days. They must speed in Yosem Shleishiyam, neither do you eulogize more than 7 days. Amid from when we say this, Basha'am, by the rest of the population. Everything goes according to their wisdom. But, even though you're going to cry more than 3 days, but crying should not be more than 30 days. Because we have no one greater than Moshe, our teacher. It says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, that it stopped the days of their crying of the morning of Moshe, which was a period of 30 days. So to Bechein Ema Speedim Yaslash Nemasachedish, although he said that, okay, you'll eulogize more than a regular person, which is 7 days, but the eulogy should not be more than 12 months. Because in Lon Machach Mogel Mabin HaKadosh, we're not anyone greater in wisdom than our teacher, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Ushnei Masachedish Bavad Nespanim, is only eulogized for a period of 12 months. So to Bechen Chacham Shabash Muasai, so to regarding a sage who passed away, we only heard about it, Lach Hashnei Masachedish after 12 months, in Seifen I say, once it's ready after 12 months, we don't eulogize him anymore. Moreover, Halach Yidalf, Al Yiskasha Adam Al Mesa Yosem, that person should not take it hard regarding his relative who passed away more than what's really necessary. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Al Tivkul Emes, don't cry for a dead person, Al Tenudulai, and don't shake for him. Kalim, in other words, it means Yasamidai, more than what's necessary. Shesel Menage Shalem, because this is the way of the world. Vametzar Asma Yisam on Hage Shal Oilam, and whoever paints himself more than what the normal way of the world is, and he's a tipish, he's a fool. Elikitzi Yasa, rather, what should he do? Shleish Lebechi, 3 days for crying, Shibbele Hesped, which is heavy crying, Shibbele Hesped, 7 days for eulogizing, and 30 days for not taking haircuts and for the other 5 things which I mentioned in previous parakam. Now, whoever does not mourn like the sages commanded, he's cruel because his heart is not emotional to take the pain of his relative. Rather, he should be scared and worried. And they should check in his action and they should repent. And moreover, because one of the group that passed away, the whole group has to be worried. And a way of illustrating this is, for the first 3 days, Yiras Atzma, he should see himself as if there's a sword laying there right there on his neck. From the end of 3 till 7 days, as if the sword there is laying there in the corner. From that point onwards to the end of 12 months, it's like it's passing by opposite him, in the street. And this is Kalzel, Lahochanas, may this all to prepare himself, but they should come back, the Yay Mishnas, and wake up from his sleep. But Yoimer, like it says in the Pasig, that Hikisa Isam, you hit them, Blechalu, and they didn't tremble. Which Machal, the Mitzvah, that when someone has a loss, the person has to wake up and to tremble because of this travesty that happened.